afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Rebecca, and I want to welcome you behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with friends, and you're our friends, so we thank God that you're here. Today, I have a new friend with me. Do you want to say hi?
Yes, I do. I'm Leopold the Lion. I'm happy to be here again, I promise. I'll be nice this time.
Very good. Thank you, Leopold. Now, last time we were together, we were learning about the power of our words. We talked about the fact that our words have the power to bring glory to God and to help other people. They also have the power to grieve God and to hurt other people. So we learned a memory verse that we can use really as a prayer to ask the Lord to help us watch our words. It was found in Psalm 141, verse 3, where it says, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." I hope you guys were able to remember it. Now, this week, we are going to be talking about pride.
Pride? Like my family?
No, Leopold, I'm sorry. We're not going to be talking about a pride of lions. But we are talking about the sin of pride. You see, pride is whenever you have confidence in you. Whenever you're proud, you can start to feel really good about something that you have done, or how you look, or what you can do, or even what you have. You might even think that those things make you better than somebody else. Pride, it's all about you.
Rebecca, I am angry. What if it's all about you? How about others?
It's a good question, Leopold. Well, whenever I make everything all about me, then I usually have to put other people down in the process. Because the only way that I can think I am better is if I'm comparing myself to somebody else and putting them lower, putting myself higher.
That sounds terrible. Can you help me with an example, Rebecca?
Sure. Well, let's think. Maybe you got an amazing new bike, and it's the coolest bike you've ever seen in your life, and you can't wait to show all your friends, and you ride it around the street, and you keep showing everybody and talking to everybody about how wonderful it is. Yes, Leopold?
Rebecca, I'm a puppet. I can't have a bike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leopold, but maybe one of the boys or girls can relate.
Oh, yes, the lessons are for the children.
That's right. Boys and girls, maybe you've experienced something like that, where you've had a really cool toy, maybe not a bike, but maybe something else, and you couldn't wait to show other people, and in all of your excitement, maybe you showed it off and made other people feel bad because they didn't have it.
Rebecca, I can imagine that's a very sad thing, especially for those who don't have bikes or cool toys.
That's right. Because, you see, with everything that we have, and that's whether it's a toy or the way that we look or our grades at school or even our personalities, everything that we have received from God.
Now, Rebecca, is there anything wrong with showing others how well we can do something or perhaps our cool toys?
No, there's nothing wrong with sharing a blessing that you've received, boys and girls. But you always have to remember two important things. That blessing came from God first and foremost. And also, how you share it can really affect other people. But if you always remember to thank God for the things that He's given to you, and you remember to be careful with your words and not to hurt other people's feelings when you're sharing this blessing, then there's nothing wrong with kindly sharing what God's done for you.
Now, basically what you're saying is that if you've been blessed in some way, whatever it is, you shouldn't make it about you. Otherwise, that's pride.
That's right. And that goes for a bike or that A+ you got on your math test, or even the way your hair looks. Everything that you have or are able to do has come from God. So it's something to thank God for. It's not something to take credit for or to boast about or even to show off. Because no matter how your hair looks or how great you did on that math test, the end of the day, it doesn't make you better than somebody else. Because God has made all of us equal and special in his eyes. But pride, it takes the glory away from God and the things that he's given to us and puts it on us. Mm. Actually, there's a verse in scripture that we can look at that reminds us that if we want to glory in something or take pride in something, then it should be taking pride or glorying in knowing God. Yes?
Rebecca, is it memory verse time?
Yes, it is. It's memory verse time. Okay, boys and girls, our memory verse today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17. And it says, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." So let's say it all together with the reference from the beginning two times. Let's see how we do. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." All right, again. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Very good. What do you think, Leopold?
I think they did wonderful. Good job.
All right, now let's try covering one eye and seeing how we do. From the top, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." All right, let's try the other eye. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." All right, that's pretty good. What do you think, Leopold?
Quite good. Wonderful, in fact.
Now, what do you say if we covered both eyes? Let's try it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Very good. All right, we'll say it together one more time from the top just to make sure that it's nicely in our brains and in our hearts. From the top, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Well, I think they did great. What do you think, Leopold?
I think they did fantastic. And on that note, I must say adieu. It's been a roaring good time. Thank you.
Thanks, Leopold. See you next time. Hi, boys and girls, and welcome to Bible Time. Now, we've been talking today about pride, right? Mm-hmm. And the problem with pride being that often it causes us to lift ourselves up and above other people, and ultimately, it robs God of the glory that He alone deserves.
That's right. And so today's story will be about somebody who took all the glory for themselves and didn't give God the glory, and what happened to them.
That's right. Our story is in Acts chapter 12, and it is about a man called King Herod Agrippa. Mm-hmm. Now, this King Herod was the grandson of King Herod the Great, who was on the throne whenever Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem. So this Herod is not happy. Mm-mm. The Herods didn't seem to be very happy guys in general. But this Herod, right at this point in our story in Acts 12, he is angry. He's upset with people who live in a place called Tyre and a place right beside it called Sidon. And so he actually controls the source of food for those places. Mm-hmm. And it was a bit of a time of famine as well. So it was really important that they kept Herod happy so that they could get the food that they needed. So at this point in the chapter, we see them coming together, uniting together to come before Herod and to speak to him to try to make peace. So that's where we're picking up in Acts chapter 12, verse 21.
All right, so let's read this verse together. In Acts 12, verse 21, it says, "And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made oration unto them." So what happens at this point in time, those people from Tyre and Sidon come to King Herod, and he decides to sit on his throne, his fanciest, most incredible clothes, and give them a speech. So they came to him looking for food because they're about to starve. And what King Herod had to do out of his pride was to dress up all fancy in his throne to get them to look at him and give him some praise. And so what did they do? In verse 22 it says, "And the people gave a shout, saying, 'It is the voice of a god and not of a man.'" Now what that means is they looked at him and said, this individual is speaking with such power, it must be the very power of God that's in him to speak in such a way. So they gave him the attention, the praise, and the glory instead of giving it to God. Now, what should Herod have done at that point in time? I mean, he should have been humble, not proud, and said, no, don't give me the praise, give it to God. But instead he did nothing. Absolutely nothing. He sat there and took in all the praise. So, what happens? We'll read in verse 23 what happened next to him. "And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost." So because King Herod didn't give God the glory, immediately God sent a messenger, an angel, to come and strike him, to fill his body with worms, and to kill him. So you can see, for all the fancy clothes he was wearing and the fancy throne he was on, God covered him with worms, and he didn't look so fancy then. And then after that, he died. Now, the last part says this, "But the word of God grew and multiplied." So even though King Herod lifted himself up and looked very, very fancy, wanted all the glory for himself, he came head to head with God. Mm-hmm. And King Herod died, but God's word multiplied.
That's right. Because you know what, boys and girls, at the end of the day, those people who boast, who are proud, who take all the glory that should be given to God, they take it on themselves. Those people can't be used by God. And ultimately, if they don't repent, they don't turn back from their pride, they will end up in hell. But God's word and God's kingdom won't be stopped. His purposes will not be stopped by those people, because he can find other people who are willing to do his work and who are willing to obey. So we need to make a choice. We need to make a choice to be either taking the road of humility or taking the road of pride. You see, Herod should have been humble, right? Mm-hmm. He should have given that glory back to God. But humility is the opposite of pride. It goes against what we in our flesh want to do.
That's right.
Herod gave in to pride. But humility is putting other people first. It's giving God the glory that he deserves. Mm-hmm. Remember that the order always should be God first, other second, and ourselves last. James chapter 4, verse 6 is a verse that helps us with this. It says, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Mm-hmm. If you are resisting, you're pushing back, you're pushing against God. And I don't know about you, but I do not want God pushing back against me. I want him on my side. Mm-hmm. I need his help. I need his grace. And it says here, "but gives grace unto the humble." If we are humble, if we choose that path of obedience, mm-hmm. the Lord promises to give us that grace that you and I need every single day in order to live a life that pleases him.
Amen. And the best example of that humility is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is and will always be the only true King. Mm-hmm. And he came to this earth, and he came to his kingdom on a donkey, going into Jerusalem, where they stripped him of all his clothes, they beat him, they hung him on a cross like a criminal, and he was ashamed, as the world would see it. But in that humility, Jesus Christ bore the penalty for the sins of everyone who would believe, all on himself, on that cross, and died for our sins. The one who should have had all the praise, all the glory in his life, had the fanciest of clothes, the biggest of kingdoms, to rule the entire world as king, made himself a humble carpenter who rode into his kingdom on a donkey that was borrowed and died like a criminal on the cross. And how did God repay him? He didn't repay him with shame like he repaid Herod, but he gave him grace upon grace upon grace, raised him from the grave on the third day, and seated him at the right hand of the Father with all power and all glory in a kingdom that is invisible right now, but will one day be revealed and lead us to heaven and glory forever and ever and ever. And his kingdom will have no end. Mm. So you can see, for Christ's humility, he received everything. And for Herod's pride, he was humbled to nothing.
That's right. Boys and girls, it is so important that you make this decision today. If you haven't already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior, if you have not yet accepted his free gift of salvation, then you can do that today. If you have any questions, talk to your mom or dad.
Yes.
Get those questions settled now, because it's as simple as one prayer, and the Lord will hear and he can save you even in this moment.
That's right.
And boys and girls, if you have done that, if you are a Christian, then you have the amazing ability to pray and ask God for help with this issue of pride. Mm-hmm. You might still be struggling with that. We all still struggle sometimes. But the Lord promises that we can always pray to him, and he promises to hear and to answer our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So take that issue to the Lord. Ask him to help you to be humble, to not show off, to not put yourself above others. And he promises that he can help you to obey him and to live a life that pleases him.
That's right. And all this honestly makes me want to sing worship to God, because he is so wonderful. He is so glorious. And his way is so much better than the pride of the world. Jesus is so much better than any other king. So let's all sing together a hymn that I love and Rebecca loves. And that is,
To God Be the Glory. Let's sit up nice and tall and sing this one to the best of our ability to praise our great and mighty God.
All right, kids, thank you for taking that time to worship God and to really give him the glory. Now, before we end, as always, we want to take a moment to pray, to thank God for this lesson, to pray that he helps us to apply it, and to bless the rest of our day. So if you can close your hands together, bow your heads, have your eyes shut. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson today that we've learned that pride is a sin. It's an awful thing, Lord God, to take the glory from you. And we pray, Lord God, that none of the children listening today would go the way of Herod, to lose their lives foolishly, Lord God, pursuing sin, pursuing pride, and all the wickedness of this world. We pray, Lord God, that many souls would be saved today. We pray, Lord God, for every Christian child listening today, they'd live a life that is for you, Lord, to pursue you, Lord, to live not for their own selves, but for others, Lord, to give their lives up as a sacrifice because you're worthy. I pray you bless our afternoon today, Lord. Bless everyone who listens to the message of your word and be exalted in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you again, boys and girls, for joining us today, and we hope we see you next time
behind the wall.